USA Radio News.
President Trump is hosting a meeting of his cabinet today. Among the topics will be his trip to Europe and a preview of a new White House workforce initiative. Russia is still a big topic on everyone's mind, including our 2018 midterm elections. Senator Marco Rubio talked about keeping our elections credible.
But we have to prevent that from happening in the future by hardening our election infrastructure, by being aware of what Russia under Vladimir Putin does, and by putting in place something called the Deter Act, which is a bipartisan law I offered a few months ago that I hope we can pass, which will require specific and significant sanctions if he does this again.
Senator Joe Kennedy of Illinois had some strong words regarding President Trump and Russia.
His walk back yesterday, he walks back the walk back, and the next sentence, he has... This is a horrible thing to say. The President of the United States has no credibility when it comes to this issue.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
A new poll is out regarding the popularity of Supreme Court nominee Judge Brett Kavanaugh. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
Americans seem to be split largely along party lines about President Trump's choice for U.S. Supreme Court justice. A new Pew Research poll showing 73% who identify themselves as Republicans and like leaning independents support confirmation of Brett Kavanaugh to fill retiring Justice Anthony Kennedy's seat. But in contrast, 63% of their Democratic counterparts say the Senate should deny him that lifetime post.
And news is out regarding Amazon Prime Day. Amazon is saying it was the biggest shopping event with over 100 million products sold. Some of the best-selling products included the Fire TV Stick, Alexa Voice Remote, and Echo Dot. Industry analysts say Amazon could ring up at least $3.6 billion in sales globally through midnight on Tuesday. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Four states followed through on pledges to sue Congress over the $1.5 trillion tax cut law, saying it infringes on their states' rights. The lawsuit filed in federal court by the attorney generals of New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, and Maryland argued that the $10,000 limit on the amount of state and local taxes that residents can deduct exceeds Congress's authority. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo held a press conference yesterday.
This is not what our founding fathers intended. It is un-American.
Meanwhile, House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Kevin Brady says this lawsuit is going nowhere.
From the standpoint, the tax cuts in these high-tax states are real for middle-class families in a big way. These states are going to fail. This is a gimmick. And what I worry about is that it'll end up landing back on taxpayers. The truth is, high-tax states like New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, California will receive a windfall in their state governments from tax reform. The big question is, do they pocket that in Albany and other capitals, or do they pass it on to their taxpayers? Our point is, pass it on, stop the gimmicks, help their local taxpayers.
Milwaukee Brewers reliever Josh Hader's All-Star experience went from bad to worse. After a bumpy outing in his first All-Star appearance, the reliever suddenly found himself caught up in a Twitter firestorm, as late during the All-Star game some racist and anti-gay tweets that he had sent when he was a teenager surfaced. Hader, who was 17 at the time, apologized for his actions. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.